Won't you please be seated at the
table?
Would
you say that to strangers as opposed to your family?
Yes, I would. I'd say that to strangers. Won't you please be seated?
Mm-hmm. A little more formal or something. Mm-hmm. Would you ever say, draw up?
No. I've heard people use that expression. Draw up a chair or draw up your chair.
But not at the table, probably.
No. Not in my...
Excuse me, we draw up a chair at the fireplace, maybe, but nowhere else.
Well, I think, yes, I think you probably would say, or maybe I might say, pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
I think,
right.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Around here, it's probably more set. Then he walked over to the chair and...
sat down.
And then you say you're at the meal now, people, and you say, well, the people aren't passing anything, so you say, well, won't you please...
help yourself.
Yeah. Okay, and let's carry this a little further, it's fine. And say one of your guests doesn't want to help himself because he doesn't like
so-and-so.
He says, well, I'm sorry, I don't.
I just don't care for it.
It's a very difficult thing to do.
Yes.
Would you have said, I don't choose it, I don't choose?
No.
Now, if you have some...
Now, if you were referring to salt, they might say, well, I don't use it, or pepper, or something of that sort.
But don't choose it.
No.
Now, if there was something left over from dinner, and you want to use it for supper, you might say about the food, well, I'll just...
warm up the leftovers.
If the beef was very tough, you might say it was so tough I could hardly
chew it.
Okay. Now, if you take some cornmeal and you boil it up, you're apt to get
mush. And what's good?
Now, if it's a coarser grind, and it's not exactly cornmeal, but a little bit coarser, and you boil it up, you get something different, I've heard.
Is that so?
Or if it's a whole kernel with the husk removed.
You don't mean how many?
Yeah, I'm trying to get this. I'm not sure of the technique. Yep. Everybody tells me something different.
Uh-huh. That would be the whole kernel.
I see. Mm-hmm.
It's good, too.
Mm-hmm. Would grits come in here someplace? You said hominy, but
hominy
grits.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have heard that people speak of hominy grits, but I don't know now with that, because I always associated grits with something that was fat. Now I might be wrong though in that.
Mm-hmm. Let's stop. Now, if you things like carrots and peas and corn, the general term for them.
Vegetables.
And where might you grow your own vegetables? In your
home garden.
Right. It's called a kitchen garden, any chance?
No, I'd be apt to say the home garden.
Okay. Now, what do they usually put on pancakes? What kind of goo?
Syrup or molasses. Some people would like molasses syrup for me. Some people like brown sugar, however, on too, so...
I do. I like that better than,
maple syrup.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to emphasize the fact that this is not artificial maple syrup, but this is what?
Real.
This is not artificial leather, this is...
Well, I say real leather.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Would you say
genuine? Well, yes, I would say this is a genuine leather purse. Or
mm-hmm. All right. Now, the stuff that you spread on toast?
Well, butter.
Butter, and then...
Butterine, or...
And then on top of that, you might put something else in the morning.
Might put brown sugar on it.
Or you could use elderberry...
jam, jelly... preserves, just whatever you'd like.
Mm-hmm.